wanted to give you guys an update. Dog update. I mean, every time I come talk to you guys, I have dog news. My family dog just passed away today, so Murphy's the only dog in the family now. So Murphy's taking the torch. Every time I come talk to you guys, I got dog news. So, but anyways, we can move past that. Let's rock and roll. That's good.
Are you still a guard?
Still a guard.
What was your off season like? I know you went out to LA again, and what are you gaining out of that? And You get to where you want to be physically?
Yeah, I feel good right now. My body fat's the lowest it's ever been. I feel good. I weighed it at 307 today.
Yeah.
So I feel good. I think out in LA, I really gained, an advantage. I was able to work on, mentality out there. It's a fighter's mentality. You go across that guy, you're going to make it a long day for him. You're going to make that guy wish he didn't go up against you. Just a lot of things out there, working on leverage, hand violence, a bunch of different things. So it was good.
Justin, what was it like in the spring getting an opportunity to work alongside of Weston? I mean, it looked like the two of you were very comfortable working together.
Yeah, I mean, we're very close guys in the locker room, so we definitely talk a lot about how we can get better, how we can, gain that edge. So I think that's something that's going to, help us out throughout the season. That communication is something that's going to be huge.
You have a couple of returners, but you don't have anybody coming back at the same spot.
Yeah.
How long do you think it's going to take to find a group?
We're going to find it real quick. I mean, I think it's going to be great going out to Cincinnati, getting those reps. It's almost like getting three games and you get two full practices against them. So that'll be big. And it's just to keep working the communication. But I think the mentality is going to be the biggest thing that we just keep harping on, being, a group of tough guys.
What about working with the rookie left tackle? I mean, you're in a new position yourself.
Yeah.
And you've got a guy that you're trying to, I guess, bring along. I mean, how has that been working for you?
It's been fine. I mean, we'll see what happens once we get full pads on. That's always another story. But I'm confident in Eric. He's a great player. We drafted him 9th overall for a reason. And I think he's going to show that to people. And to come in and play as a rookie right away, I have some experience with that. It's just really getting in there and understanding the plays inside and out. And I think that's going to be the biggest, obstacle for him. It's what it was for me. So we're just there for him to lean on us, and I think it'll be all right.
Have you had a conversation with him about this, shared this with him?
When he first got drafted, you knew he was probably going to be playing right away or very quickly. And I think you go out there, and like I just keep saying, we got to be a group of tough guys. That's what we got to be. If you go back, and we've been watching 08 film when the Giants' O-line was probably the best in the business, and they were just a bunch of tough guys after plays, a little extra stuff, and it was, between the whistles, they were knocking guys down, and no one really wanted to play against them. I was just watching the Ravens film, and they played in 08, beating them like 30-10, and watching Snead, Soyberg, all those guys in their guard. I definitely got an appreciation. I want to try to, emulate the way they play the game.
Was that lacking a little bit last year, the last couple of years?
Yeah, I don't think we were as intimidating as even as they were. I think we brought a lot of good things to the table. But overall, we obviously didn't rush the ball well enough to garner that respect that the 08 line had. They were probably considered the best in the NFL. So I think that's the goal. I mean, the goal was to intimidate your opponent and go out there on Sundays and prove it.
Does that come a little bit with maturity? I mean, you were a rookie. I'm sure your head was spinning.
Yeah, I think that first year is definitely a whirlwind. You get to a new city. I'm sure a lot of guys, when I was in Syracuse, the most people ever interviewed me were like two people. So now I have 20 or 30, whatever's here right now. So that's obviously a jump. You're paying bills for the first time. All these little things that you would never think of. It's definitely tough. I look at it like you try to get your life in order. It's like a highway. You have a bunch of different lanes. And you have your money, your friends, your family, your social life, football, whatever it is. You got to get all those and get them in order. No roadblocks, nothing in your way. And that's something that takes some guys longer, takes some guys a little less time. So hopefully we can help each other all kind of get going in that easy pass lane.
You've been a tackle, and I'm sure you felt you could be a tough guy at tackle.
Yeah.
But inside, can you be a tougher guy sometimes at inside? Because it's like a lot of more of the dirty work.
It's what I like about inside, a lot of times you'll have a double team block, you have some help, or you have guys around you. And I think it makes it easier to help out, your tackle if he's on a one-on-one block, because I play tackle. I know how tough it is to go against some of these defensive ends, and I'm hopefully be able to help out the tackle whenever I can to kind of slow those guys down, because your defensive ends are your best athletes, and to have those guys one-on-one out there is definitely a tough block.
What's your expectation for the line in training camp here, and does the goal almost change maybe from last year or the year before because of all the new guys or anything?
I mean, establish a run game, establish chemistry, establish a run game. I think it's just, like I keep saying, establish a toughness, a mentality that we're going to go out there and we're going to fight. And that's something that I'm bringing to the table this year. I want to go out there and be as physical as possible.
How do you establish that in practice? I mean, with you know, you only get to hit so
much. The mentality, the way you finish a play, your demeanor after a play. You know, you see a guy with his head down. You know, that's the mentality we need. We need guys ready to go, staring at the line, like, hey, let's go again, and really wear those guys down, because you can tell that moment you break somebody when their head drops or they look away for a second. They don't have that eye contact. It's something that I learned working with. I was training with Rashad Evans. He's like one of the, you know, UFC fighter, pound for pound, one of the, you know, the best of all time. And I'm wrestling with him, and he has that mentality at all times to just go and break guys down. I think that's the mentality you gotta have.
You think you can learn toughness, or does he have to be in?
I think guys have it. It's just bringing it out in some guys. Some guys, like you'll be training with him. If you make him mad, now all of a sudden you see a different side of him. It's to keep that side out, you know, for a full time. And I think it's definitely a mentality that can be trained, it can be learned, and I think it's in you, and if you can bring it out, then the guys that can bring it out are the ones that are the good fighters or the good, great players or whatever the case may be.
Did you get caught thinking too much maybe when you're younger because you're just worried about so many things going on around you?
Learning the playbook is definitely tough. You want to make sure you're just going in the right direction. So I think the biggest thing now is going to be, you know, with most guys is once you know the playbook, have a great understanding of it, then it's the doing the little things, the little, you know, nuances that you may not have knew when you were a rookie.
Do you feel like there's enough talent on this team to compete for a Super Bowl?
Yeah, of course. I think if you see, if we get in the playoffs, goal is to win the NFC East, get into the playoffs, and once you get into the playoffs, anything can happen. I think you saw how explosive our offense can be. We get Victor Cruz back. You know, hopefully we get Will Beattie back down the road. We're going to be dangerous, and I think when you do that, we're gonna have a lot of teams like, oh, we got to go play the Giants this week. We better make sure we have our A game on defense, because we're going to score some points.
As a player, I mean, when you look at something like what happened to JPP, are you angry at him? Or are you disappointed? I mean, how do you react to that?
You know, it's his life, and I'm just worried about his overall safety and health. I mean, he's a great guy. I know him personally. Accidents happen, and it's very unfortunate to see that. So I'm hoping he just gets as healthy as possible, because you know how dominant he can be when he's on that field playing at 100%.
Nice to see Victor Cruz running around.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, if you look at our receivers, who wants to line up and play against those guys right now? I don't think any defense in the NFL is raising their hand and say, hey, yeah, let's line up against those three guys across the board.
What was your impression of Flowers in the spring?
He's a big, strong, tough kid. And I think that just going back to toughness, he fits right in with the mold that we're trying to create here and what we're trying to do. You know, it's a lot of things. You get drafted right away, they expect you to come in and play. So I know he has that pressure on him, and I'm just hoping that he can lean on guys that, you know, I've been through it, Weston's been through it, we can be there to have that support system and really kind of build this thing and get it going in the right direction.
What's
going
to be the toughest part for him if he has to start right away?
Learn a playbook. I think that's the toughest thing for all of us still. I mean, you're learning the playbook last year for the first time. It was tough for some guys, and once we got it down and really got going, I think towards the end of the year you saw what we were capable of doing as an offense, and I think if you talk to Eli, I know he feels very, very comfortable with the offense now. In the spring, I think we showed a lot more explosive plays. We had a lot more, dynamic, you know, runs and plays of that nature. So I think it's something that's going to show right away in preseason how comfortable we are with this offense.
Do you see any difference between right and left, maybe one being more difficult than the other in regards to playing tackle?
In regards to playing tackle, the guy you go against at left tackle is probably the best pass rusher on the team. Normally, their right defensive end is the best pass rusher. But a lot of times, just getting down the phrases or the words that we use for tackle, if you can get them down, you can probably play both sides relatively easy. So I think him just getting in there and getting these reps is going to be big for him.